You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. It's all too clear.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in Matthew chapter 13. Prior to getting started, some quick information on this ministry. If you're new to this program, you can learn more about me and about this program by going to WGODradio.com. Also on Facebook, WGOD Radio. Everything's updated on there. These Sunday sermons are uploaded on there. Regular Bible teachings are uploaded on there as soon as they're recorded. Also, the website for the church that I pastor, islandcommunity.church. You can learn, our statement of faith is on there. You can learn more about me and what our church teaches and believes. So here today is part two of this sermon that just started yesterday, and I've got a couple working titles for it. One of them is The Mysteries of the Kingdom, part two. Last week, we looked at the parable of the soils. That was the first mystery of the kingdom, that not everyone that starts off in the faith crosses the finish line. That's the first mystery. Behind the scenes, things happen to take people out. The second one today is the wheat and the tares. That is Satan sows his own seed into the kingdom. They're counterfeits. A tare is a weed that looks just like a wheat. That's where we're picking it up here today, as well as a couple other parables in Matthew chapter 13. Here's part two now of this message.
Again, verse 32, which indeed is the least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is greater than all the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. So the kingdom might start small. There was only 120 people in the upper room on this day, the anniversary of this day. What day is today? It's Pentecost today. This is the day, Pentecost Sunday, 50 days since the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Started off small with 120, let's say 119, and his mother. His mother had to be there, right? No, we won't discredit her. His mother had faith. But we won't worship her. Here's another, verse 33. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal until it all was leavened. Now, there's two ways to interpret this parable. Number one, take it like the mustard parable of how one small seed spread and becomes something great. Or, leaven in the Bible is always evil. It's never good. It represents sin. This could mean that just like the wheat and the tares, there's leaven in the kingdom secretly hid, like Jesus said, and it's infecting the kingdom. So remember point number three I gave you at the beginning as we move on. Satan has planted spies into the kingdom, counterfeits who look just like the real thing. Now let's move on to Jesus' explanation of the parable of the wheat and the tares. Verse 36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came to him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the wheat and the tares." And he answered and said to them, all right, notice how fast and precise he answers them. Remember what he said to them, "To you it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom." And so many times when they asked him about something, he would chastise them for not knowing it, but not here. This was a total mystery. He didn't expect them to know this. Nobody knew this. "He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man." You see, we don't have to speculate what this means. He's going to tell us. "He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man." So just like all the parables, Jesus is the sower. Jesus tells this world about God and about who he is. Jesus is the Word of God. The Logos. Jesus tells about how to gain admission into his kingdom. He says, "My words are spirit and they are life." This is what he's sowing into this world. And church, you've got a very real enemy out here today that doesn't want you to hear what Jesus says and doesn't want you to understand it. So to undermine what Jesus is doing, Satan sows his own seed. Counterfeits. They look just like you. They're all around you. They used to be right here in this church. Isn't that right, Donna? But I ran them off with this and this. And now there's a church with no tares in it. You doubt me? I challenge you to come here at the next business meeting and watch what happens. You won't hear one word of strife. Satan brings strife. You come here at the next business meeting when we vote this brother and Luann in here as members of the church. Everyone's in agreement, and there's no strife because the devil's gone. Sits in here, wears clothes like everyone else, eats pulled pork like everyone else, but inside he's diabolical. And his mission is to destroy. And he's no longer here. They look just like you. They're here to lead you astray and take you out. The only way to spot them is to wait. And time will tell. Jesus said, let both grow together. And eventually, what's going to come out of their mouth is going to reveal to everyone who they are. He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. Verse 38. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom. By the way, I was correct with what I said. God didn't run them out. We ran them out. Because you got to do the work. We are the ones that got to clean house. He doesn't just magically do it. He empowers people to do it. If you want the tares out of your church, you got to do something about it. If you want the tares out of the government, you got to do something about it. Are you sick and tired of abortion? Then do something about it. Are you sick and tired of ungodly leaders? They're up for election. Do something about it. Don't complain to God about it. Do something about it. You got evil people in your church? Do something about it. My lesson on the radio this week in Timothy, Paul said to expose the people in front of the whole church is the right way to do it. God's not going to do it. We do it. He's empowered us to do it. He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. I read this commentary one day regarding tares. A tare is a plant that bears a striking resemblance to wheat. It looks just like it. The scholar went on to say this, quote, he says, in passing through the country of the ancient Philistines one day, I asked our guide, a native Syrian, if he knew of a plant that was apt to make its appearance among the wheat, and which resembled it so much that it could hardly be distinguished from it. He replied that it was very common, and he would show me a specimen of it. Soon after this, he pointed out to me some of this deceitful weed growing near our path. And afterwards, now guess what he said? Get what he says here. Afterwards, having once seen it, I found it in almost every field I searched for it. That's interesting, if you ask me. The terror weed looks exactly like a weed, or exactly like a wheat. Here's another comment I found. It is during the fruit-bearing stage that the difference appears. Unregenerate men can imitate true believers for only so long. Eventually, their true nature begins to show. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I guess I'd have to ask you, how well do you know the original? Some people could be married to their spouse, they could order an unsweet tea, they wouldn't know anything. How well do you know the original? I mean, if I got up here and told you that Jesus was shot with a .45 caliber and he rose on the eighth day and is seated by the left hand of the sister, what would you do? You better. Don't say amen, brother. You give me the boot. Runneth me out quickly. It's not that you leave. You get rid of me. The tear. Then why are there churches with pastors that marry two men? Look, if your church marries two men, you have got a hissing demon up here. If you have a pastor that would allow a gay marriage in his church, your church is led by demons and not by righteous, godly men. Because godly men and women don't stand for that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. They just don't stand for that. Back to Jesus' explanation. Verse 38. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom. The tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. Look at this. He lays everything out. He doesn't even question them. Why do you ask me this? Don't you know this by now? None of the other stuff he always gives them.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.